half years and complained that an emergency appeal for larger donations from the international community this year had not been met. Israel's widening of the buffer zone, which has ripped through the heart of Rafah and kept growing since the start of the Intifada, came 2 days after a military convoy was attacked there and in the town of Zaytun, killing 11 Israeli soldiers. Palestinian militants fired a homemade rocket from the camp at an armored personnel carrier transporting a ton of explosives. A similar military vehicle loaded with explosives hit a roadside bomb in Zaytun. The blast scattered the soldiers' remains over a wide area, with Israeli troops still searching for their comrades' bodies parts on Friday. 28 Palestinians have been killed and at least 235 wounded in clashes with Israelis this week. Those are Radio Vancouver's top stories for this Friday, May 14th. Once again, RHC's headlines. Newly released Iraqi prisoners tell of torture as top U.S. defense officials admit to inhumane prisoner treatment. And former detainees at Guantanamo Bay prison camp say they suffered torture similar to that of Iraqis. From our studios in Havana, I'm Langston Wright.